All right, some more texts coming in. Had a lot of soccer texts come in today. It was kind of cool. Really entertaining game last night. Americans win it 2-0 over Bosnia and Herzegovina.
2-0.
2-0. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Wings. The United States got goals from Balogun. And then from Malik Tillman. Had the free kick. It was really an outstanding goal. I was quite impressed with it. I was actually texting with Doug last night, and I said, this goalie for Bosnia kind of sucks. Jeez. I said, right. I said that. And because there were two goals that he gave up that were ruled offside, right? And then he gives up the other goal. And I'm like, hey, this guy, come on. You know, somebody you don't have a chance on. In other words, he gets a hand on it, still goes. Then he had the free kick. And I'm like, how are you scoring on that free kick? Like, as much as I marvel at the kick, like, you see the direction of where it's going, you know, and you get a hand on it, you still don't make the save. Hell of a goal. But I just, you know, half jokingly said this guy sucks, which was awkward and probably wrong. And Doug probably took it the wrong way because it was kind of a joke. All right, I do have a response from Doug. I sent him a text. I said, if they had a Coney eating contest at Hart Plaza with Chestnut and others, and you had a credential to watch up close, would you go with me if I agreed to go with you to Dayton? Doug's response was thus. Nope.
Yep, I knew it.
I barf watching.
Yep. I knew it's too much for him, man. He can't even be in a room with, like, bologna. Remember that? Like, could you imagine a hot dog or Coney eating contest?
Throw the piece of bologna against when we used to have a glass window looking into the conference room. He threw it right over there, right?
Yeah. See?
Come on, Doug. Wow.
I know, Doug.
That's weak. All right, some ticket texts come in. Hey, Gator. I'm on the same page as you. I absolutely hate soccer almost as much as I love Bonnie Tyler. All right, I didn't say I hate soccer.
Man.
I didn't say that. I'm not hostile towards the sport at all. Another text. I tried to watch the game last night, and just like Gator, I fell asleep in boredom watching these figure skaters try to kick a ball. All right, come on. I didn't say that. I said I was entertained. I watched the entire game. Figure skaters trying to kick a ball. Come on, man. I'm with Gator. We should boycott the soccer games, OB. No, it's not what I said.
Man, you're giving the impression off, though.
How? You're setting me up, man.
I'm just sending text over.
You're just sending a text over. Okay. People that never watch soccer want to change the whole game. Stop watching and shut up. I could see the soccer elite saying that. And to the soccer elite, I would say, okay, what is it that you would change about the game? Is there anything you would change? Did you think that the red card was egregious last night? Some more text. I think it's great these guys are playing for the United States. Historically, Americans with dual citizenship would have played soccer for another country. It's a sign U.S. soccer is on the upswing. Only boomers are bothered by it. Well, I'm not a boomer. That's another whole other generation ahead of me, and maybe they are bothered by it. I do think it's interesting that the dual citizenship that they're gonna take with the United States and playing on a soccer team. Now, is that because they wouldn't have made the other team? Balogun's pretty great from what I've seen. He's pretty great. He's already got a few goals in this tournament. Tillman looks like he's. I mean, that kick, I keep marveling about the kick. Would he not have been able to play for, I think he has German citizenship? Interesting. The heat thing cracks me up. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. It is hot all the time. People work outside all day, every day. You get through it, though. It's not that difficult. So I went to Raleigh. I've been to Raleigh twice. Once was for the Stanley Cup in 2002, and that would have been June, and it was really hot there, but I didn't feel it was as humid as what it is up here. That was then. The other trip I made to Raleigh was to go to Pinehurst with my friends to play golf, and the last day of that trip, it was sweltering how hot it was. But I also got a lesson in how to keep cool, which I use to this day, and that is you take a towel, you throw the towel in water, and then if you can, and you've got like a cooler with ice, throw it in there and it becomes a frozen towel and you have that thing draped around your neck and it cools you down. Or if you were bald, like my buddy Uncle Waltie, as we call him, he took it and wore it like a sheik's hat. I know it's not a hat. I need someone saying,
but you just don't be
disrespectful.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wore it like the sheik with the headdress, if you will.
Well, I mean, first of all, yeah, we'll get through it. We've been through hot weather before, but this is quite the heat wave, number one. Number two is we're not used to this type of heat wave. That's all I think it is. You know what I mean? Like, just like the South isn't used to snow. Like, we look at them and like, yeah, we have snow, dude. You'll be fine. You'll
grab
drive
a shovel,
through it.
You'll be all right.
Salt it, you know, whatever. Yeah. So vice versa. Yeah, when it gets hot here, we're going to talk like, wow, it's really freaking hot right now, man. We don't get this.
I'm looking over a computer. Is that Mark Ryan?
It is Mark Ryan. And Kang and I got off to such a good start, and unfortunately, it's going to unravel here very momentarily, because this is where I sound like a snob, Gator. Having come from the South, nothing I've experienced here meets any definition of hot I've ever used in my life. We got to toughen up around here. This isn't hot.
Today?
We have no humidity whatsoever.
Today's not.
None whatsoever. Kang, I still like you. I still do. But, I mean, you guys sound like... I mean, captain of Wuss Central.
I'm not complaining, by the way. I said earlier, I only complain about the winter. Bring on the heat for me. I'll just acknowledge the fact it is extremely hot.
I tell people to be prepared to make sure you're hydrating.
We have a chic Gator over here.
Yeah, I would have if I'm going to be outside. And that's just a little trick, and it works. It's
there
nice. Rico's in the studio as well. You spend any time watching the soccer game last night?
I have
night?
No idea what you guys are talking
it's
about.
All right.
I see Kang flailing his arms, so...
Kang's just very demonstrative.
Okay. Kang's not talking to me for some reason. I don't know what I did to him.
If you don't know, then I'm not telling you.
Okay. It's him, not me. Did I spend any time watching soccer?
Yeah.
You know what? Yes, I did. And then I was like, okay, why is that a penalty? Why is that a red card?
Gator, I need your help with this guy. I need your help. We got to bring him to the light.
Why is the U.S. in the penalty?
This is tremendously exciting. And
why is the U.S.
I can't
in the penalty box for 30 minutes?
Well,
really?
There's no penalty box, but you know kicked what I mean. Out of the game.
Yeah, yeah. It's 10 on 11.
Yeah.
Do you not realize you just ruined my parlay? They didn't care.
Oh. How'd they ruin your parlay?
Because I needed the dude that got kicked out
to
have one more shot on goal or his substitute. But when you get kicked out, you don't get a substitute.
You used shot on goals as your...
I needed a goal scored and two shots on goal.
That seems like a lot to ask.
It really isn't.
I mean,
Corbin and
I've been cleaning up. How many shots are there on goal in the game of soccer?
Corbin and I have been cleaning up. You just go for two shots on goal by the star players. And you normally cash in unless they get the red card and kicked out the game.
So, Mark, are you part of the
great
soccer
sport.
Elite?
Great sport.
No, I'm not the snob, but I'm into it. I'm into it, Gator. Are you catching the fever?
He was out there singing Sweet Home Alabama. What is it that they sing afterwards?
Freebird?
No.
Oh, no, it's Country Road.
Whatever. Yeah, there you go.
Mountain Mama, Little John Denver.
Sweet Home Alabama.
I'm not a soccer fan. I don't dislike it. I'm not hostile towards the sport, but I found myself watching it this year in the World Cup. It's the only time I tune into soccer is when World Cup is around. But I've watched more World Cup soccer this year than I ever have in the past. So I found it very entertaining last night. I assume you guys are going to talk lots of soccer, perhaps what the Pistons have done or not done and what the Red Wings are doing as well in 5 seconds.
There you go.
Sounds like your show.
You summarized
Gator. See you tomorrow.
Thanks to guys behind the glass. We'll see you tomorrow here at 97.1.